Good morning, everybody. My name is Cindy Mariani, and I'm Director of Marketing and Communications at St. Joseph College in West Hartford, Connecticut. And before I start, I'm just curious, how many folks in here are on the marketing side of the house? Okay, tech side of the house? And where does web sit in your world, marketing or tech? Marketing, okay. All right, let's get started. Once upon a time, there was a institution called St. Joseph College in West Hartford, Connecticut. I started there about 2 years ago. And I came on board right after a new president was brought on board for the institution. A little background on the college: we're a small Catholic women's college on the undergrad side of the house. Grad side of the house is co-ed. One of the biggest challenges for the institution basically was no one knew about the institution, or what they did know was that their perception was St. Joseph College was a Catholic girls' school. So coming into that environment, the first thing that was thrown on my plate literally was the request for a web redesign. Along with the web redesign, there was the request to reinvigorate or rethink the St. Joseph College brand. What were the things that we stood for? What were the stories that we were going to start to tell to look at positioning the institution as a very different institution than what was currently known? And in addition to that, the third piece was the fact that we needed a new content management system. So you had three big pieces coming together at the same time, ultimately sitting on somebody who had just arrived at the college, working with a president who had a strategic plan in place, had a vision for the institution, recognizing the fact that the web was going to be a primary marketing tool for an institution of our size, which was about 2,000 students, 1,000 undergrad, 1,000 grad, and limited resources. So here was the challenge, telling our story in a unique and different way. We needed the help of several different outside forces to come in and work with us.
Thanks. Thanks, Cindy. My name is Beatrice, and I'm a consultant with a company called Staymates, and I met Cindy 2 years ago, basically, as soon as she arrived on campus. Her goal was to hire a firm to help with the branding and the website redesign, as well as a CMS provider. We started working with them a couple years ago and took them through a pretty comprehensive branding process that was going to feed into the new website redesign, as well as positioning St. Joseph College. How many of you here have been through a branding process at your institution? So, wow, quite a few of you. So I don't need to reinforce the importance of having a solid brand and a solid identity when trying to redesign a website. But I want to take you quickly through some of the steps that we went through. We wanted to start with having a very solid research-based approach. And so I'm going to show you a few slides and talk a little bit about the research that we did. This was very, very important, not only for positioning the college in a way that was going to be effective, but also to get the institutional buy-in that we needed in order to move forward with the project. Once we did some research, we also developed a brand promise statement, which is also known as a positioning statement. Really, who is St. Joseph College? What is it that we stand for, and how are we different and important and relevant to the target audiences that we serve? Once we developed the brand promise and some attributes, we also developed a brand campaign concept, which involved quite a bit of work from a creative point of view, but also testing those concepts to make sure that what we selected was going to be relevant and could be applied effectively to the new website redesign. And then following that, developing a rollout plan and ultimately monitoring, evaluating, and strengthening the brand and the website at every opportunity. Very quickly, the research that we did started with some on-campus interviews following a pretty intense data and document review that we did. We wanted to have a good sense of the mission and the vision and the strategic plan. As Cindy pointed out, this was very important at this time with a new president on hand. Actually, the institution was going through a strategic planning process during the time of the branding process. But we spent a couple days on campus interviewing current students, faculty, staff, administrators, really trying to understand the personality of the institution. Following that, we initiated several research studies. We did an internal survey of our internal audiences, which was a web-based survey, and then we did two telephone-based surveys, one with prospective students and one with alums. And this was really important to understand, both from an internal and an external point of view, how people perceive the college. Cindy mentioned that there were some outdated perceptions, and there was a new vision for the institution moving forward. And so we really needed to get, at that point, a good picture of what the perceptions were of the college, not only by the people who were a part of the community, but the external community as well, including prospective students and other audiences. What we did when we did the research is we asked some very specific questions to each audience, but a core set of same questions for each audience so that we could compare and analyze the perceptions across the board. This is just a quick slide that I pulled from one of the research that we did with our internal audiences, where we asked them, what do you think are St. Joseph College's greatest strengths? And this really helped us to understand current students, staff, faculty, alums, what is it that they see as the thing that really distinguishes us and the thing that makes us a strong institution? And you can see some of the, we had very, very good rankings for St. Joseph College, but basically showing the quality of the academics, the quality of the faculty and staff, the personal attention, the support, and of course the college's small size that really lend itself to a very personalized education. We asked also some questions about when explaining St. Joseph College to someone else who's not familiar with the school, what do you tell them? And this is an important piece of understanding how our internal audiences are describing the college to other people. That gives us a sense of our internal perceptions. We also asked a lot of questions of our external audiences, particularly prospective students, trying to understand where is that overlap between what we value, who we are, and how we're seen by those who are not yet a member of this community. So we did, we asked our prospective students and all of our other audiences to rank us on a variety of attribute and perception ratings. This is important because we wanted to understand, first of all, what's important to prospective students, and then how are we ranking on those same attributes? And that's really important. One of the biggest mistakes that we see colleges and universities make is they focus their brand on who they are internally without really understanding what's important to the target audience. It's very similar to a company that makes a product that they can make rather than the product that people want. And so we really wanted to understand what's on the mind of prospective students, what's important to them, and how does that overlap with what we have to offer. We also, through the research, explored what are our strengths, our weaknesses, our points of distinction. How does the college rank among the competition? Are we a first choice institution, second, third? Where are we in that? And who are we really competing against? As you know from working at a variety of colleges and universities, sometimes who we think we compete with is not always the reality. When we actually do the research, we find that we are competing against other institutions, and that helps us with our positioning strategy as well. We also, during the research, took the opportunity to find out what's important to them when visiting the college website. What is it they're looking for? What kind of experience are they expecting to have? And so that really fed into the branding process, but also into directly into the website redesign process. One of the things that I wanted to mention too is that an important thing that we explored with our target audiences is how believable certain things are about St. Joseph College. And this just gives you a snapshot of that. You can see here we asked them a variety of different phrases and words to see how much they agree or disagree with this. This is important because when you're developing a brand for an institution, you can come up with some pretty amazing things. But if you put something out there that people are saying, this is fantastic, but I really don't believe it about this school, you're going to really experience some challenges in executing your brand. And so we really wanted to get a sense of what sort of messages, what sort of ideas do people really believe about the college, and how can we build on some of these in clarifying our identity and strengthening our reputation. One of the things, once we did the research, which was really important, was developing a brand promise. And those of you who've been through a branding process, you may have called it a positioning statement, or it may have been a brand promise statement. And what's important about this is that the brand promise really exists where the mission and the marketplace meet. It's not just about who you are internally, but it's matching that with your external audiences and what the marketplace is looking for, what students and parents and other target audiences really are considering when looking at college. And so we developed a series of brand promise statements and decided that we were going to test these with our target audiences. So we did a web-based survey with a variety of constituents, actually all of our target audiences, to determine which brand promise or which positioning statement was most important, believable, distinctive, and appealing. I just want to say a couple things about this. Why these parameters? We need to make sure that the brand promise is important to people. If it's not important, then what's the point, right? Believable. I mentioned earlier that we need to understand whether what we're putting out there is going to be something that people believe about the college and whether it's going to be something that resonates. Distinctive. This, of course, is very difficult for any college to achieve because, let's face it, we're all offering higher education. But finding something that's distinctive about a school is very important to having successful positioning strategy. And, of course, overall appeal. And I want to show you the results of just a couple of the slides. In addition to being able to have them grade the promises on those scales, we were also in the research able to identify what is it about that particular statement that they found most appealing. And you can see here that there are certain words and phrases in these statements that were appealing to people. So you can see, you know, 57% of people said personal attention, 43% of the people said dedicated faculty and staff. This was statement one. In statement six, we can see other things that were really resonating. The idea of exploring and expanding their potential, of being part of a welcoming community, of being providing individuals with the opportunity to succeed and make a difference in society. I'm showing you these because I want to communicate how important it is that the positioning and the brand work is research-based. I know a lot of people have worked on committees and we've come up with some great attributes and some great ways of communicating the essence of a college, but this type of research is very important because we know, based on our research with target audiences, that these are the words and phrases, ideas that appeal to our target audience and really form the foundation for our communication efforts. Ultimately, we ended up with a brand promise and a handful of brand attributes. And the brand attributes are those key messages that we know we want to communicate and strengthen at every opportunity, whether we're talking about the website or any other communication vehicle. And for each one of these brand attributes, we developed a key message, which is really how are we going to be talking about this, but also a whole list of proof points that the college could utilize whenever we're talking to our target audiences, realizing that depending on who we talk to, we're going to modify these or adjust these accordingly. But this was really the foundation for the marketing communication efforts and the things that we wanted to really communicate through the website as well as other activities and vehicles. We also developed a creative concept. We did two creative concepts for the college and focus tested those. Again, the concept that was selected was actually called Focused, and unfortunately we don't have the time to kind of go into the whole rationale and the thinking behind this, but what we did is developed a whole campaign idea around this idea of being focused. And it was so interesting because I'll never forget the day that I presented this on campus, and I presented two concepts, and the other concept was called Raise Your Voice. And that was inspired by a lot of the interviews where women told us that this was an opportunity to find their voice and to really develop themselves as individuals. And our concept of Raise Your Voice, we believed would resonate strongly with prospective students and other audiences. And then we also did the second concept, which was Focused. And it was all about helping students find clarity and focus and direction in their lives. And I remember when I presented this on campus and to the committee, and overwhelmingly the committee preferred the first concept, which was Raise Your Voice, and thought that the Focus concept was much too sophisticated for high school students. And fortunately, the rest of the day, Cindy and I spent focus testing these. And I'll never forget, one of the people on the committee actually said, I really like both concepts, but there's no way my teenage daughter would like the Focus concept. It's too sophisticated. She would definitely like the other one. And I said, really? Well, I gave her the boards. We gave her the boards at the end of the day to bring home to her daughter. And sure enough, her daughter overwhelmingly preferred this concept that was selected, as did all of, I think, everyone that we focus tested with, including the graduate students, in addition to the high school students, preferred this concept. And so what I want to say about this is basically that as much as we all like working on committees, it's very important that you do your homework, whether it's developing the brand piece through some solid research and really making sure that what you're doing is going to resonate, but also when it comes to the concepting, making sure that your target audiences are the ones that are telling you what's going to work and what's going to resonate and connect with them. The next thing was really just preparing for the rollout, and that involved developing a brand guide that not only provided editorial recommendations, but the design recommendations, and then it was handed over to St. Joe's to roll out into a variety of different activities and vehicles, from radio commercials to print pieces, and of course the website.
I just want to go back to the slide that talks to about the some of the creative that we did. One of the things that we recognized right off the bat with this work was because this was new, because this was so different from what the campus community was used to or what they were expecting to see from the marketing and communications office, we took the time to work with everybody that was on staff, whether it was an administrative assistant, whether it was a faculty member, whether it was a department head, to introduce them to this concept, because ultimately these folks are going to be your ambassadors when they're out and about connecting with their individual networks. So one of the things we did in addition to the creative that you would assume an institution would do was we developed what we were calling Communications 101. We set up a series of seminars, workshops for our campus community, invited folks in for an hour, served them coffee and donuts, that kind of thing, and got them to understand what we were looking to tell. What was the story we wanted to tell about the institution? What was their role in helping us tell that story to their different constituents? So they all had a comfort level. So if they are approached by somebody, again, when you're out and about doing your daily things in your routine, if somebody asked them about St. Joseph College, they'd be able to share what the SJC experience was, what the brand attributes were. So bringing them in early on, getting their buy-in, ultimately getting their support was instrumental in our ultimate success.
And I'm Kathy, and I'm the person that maintains the external website on campus. How many of you are from small institutions where you only have one or two people? Huh? Oh, so I'm good company then. So I think you can appreciate this next step in the process, because ultimately it came to me to make this whole thing work as far as the web goes. So as the slide shows here, StayMates was testing, doing all this research, testing this new brand. They handed it over to their designers, and their design team actually designed several different websites for us to look at as a committee. The committee did review the different designs that were handed down to us and chose one. StayMates then developed the website, handed it off to our content management system provider, Omni Update, who actually did the infrastructure of the website and developed the templates that were going to be used with the CMS. And then, in turn, they handed it back to us to actually migrate the content. While all of this was going on in the background, we were also, as Cindy mentioned, trying to bring in the different constituencies on campus to get them on board with this whole new design, new branding, new directions, new president, new strategic plan. Everything was kind of going on at the same time. And then we told them, okay, take your website information that you've currently got on our www.sjc.edu website and split it into an intranet and an external. And so there was a lot of instruction going on about, you know, you have to think about your audiences, and you have to go into that web page that you've got out there that was pretty generic and pull out the content information that would go either internally or externally. We narrowed down the website. It was approximately 8,000 pages when we started the process, and when we went live last summer, it was whittled down to about 1,700 on our external website. So I don't know if any of you were here for an earlier session where they talked about taking that content and condensing it so that you're getting rid of the fluff. You're actually putting out the information that you want to get out to prospectives. And our external website also has the audience of parents, visitors, alumni. And so we wanted to address all of those different audiences with the new website as well. And so it was a different way of thinking for our campus. At the same time, we also brought in the idea of the decentralized model, where in the past, all the departments would make edits to their pages, print out a copy of the web page, send it to me, and I, along with two part-time student assistants, would have to actually go in and make the changes. We were using a Cold Fusion database at the time, so there was no CMS in place. And now we were telling them that, okay, we're giving you what you asked for. You can jump right in and make all these changes yourselves. And we met with some resistance because it was a cultural change on campus. Okay, yeah, now you own the content, you can make these changes, And they were saying, no, but we don't have time to do that. So that's something we're still struggling with a little bit. We have some, what I call the early adopters, who I knew were going to jump right in and manage and maintain their content and are still doing so. And I also knew that we had certain departments on campus that were never going to want to go in and do this. And we're still struggling to get them to update their content as well. At the same time, we also had independent websites for our arts center, our athletics department, and our admissions website was also separate. They were using another system, so we had to actually scrap all of that and redo everything, bring all three of those websites into the external website. So there was a lot of content migration that happened before we went live. We tweaked some of the structure that came as a recommendation, best practices from StayMates, and we're still in that process of reverting back to some things that we think actually work for us better. But the overall design that we were given seems to be working very well. It's been over a year now, and I think people are finding things on the site where they might not have been able to previously. And so while all of the things that Cindy and Beatrice were talking about were happening, the IT department was also meeting to evaluate different content management systems that were available at the time. This was approximately 2.5 years ago, I think now, where we were out there looking at different things. Since we're a small institution and we have very limited resources, we wanted something that was going to be easy to roll out for us, something that would be easy to maintain. From my perspective, I wanted something that was going to be very easy to train all of these users on campus, something that was going to be something that I could do some training with them, hand it off to them, and most of the people would be able to go in and run with it on their own. And so ultimately, we chose Omni Update's OU campus model, which we've been very pleased with. I think overall, having a WYSIWYG editor in that CMS that's very similar to Microsoft Word editor really has helped, because most of our users on campus, our administrative assistants, were familiar with that environment. We have a few that know HTML code, and they can jump in and edit right in the HTML code if they wish to. But most of the campus doesn't want to know about it. They just want to go in and make a quick edit, and this is something that they can do fairly easily. And so we were identifying, each department had to identify which people would actually be given accounts in the CMS. There was a little bit of issue around that because there's some ownership, there's some control issues. I don't know if you experienced that on your campus. But we have department chairs who still want to review everything that gets published to the web before it goes live. So it's nice because we were able to give them those access privileges. We have 125 users on our very small campus, and maintaining all of the accounts has become quite a bit of a time-consuming job for me, I'll admit. We have a lot of staff that come and go, and so every time a department loses one of their users of the CMS, I have to retrain someone new. And so I'm still adjusting to that role of shifting from someone who was actually doing all the work on the website to actually being the trainer of people who are doing this, and also being their resource for when they are struggling. So that's been a shift a little bit in my role as well. Some days that's more frustrating, as Cindy can attest, because I come in her office and complain a little bit about that. Getting people to come to the training has been a little bit of an issue. So we did a survey this summer, and I believe we're going to start offering some more video training, online training, so they can go to that rather than to have to actually physically go to a class that I'm offering. And in addition to that, we are offering twice a month sessions featuring a specific topic. So, you know, whatever anybody is bringing up to me over and over again is something that they're struggling with, like uploading images. I just recently held a one-hour session on that, and we kind of went over some of the best practices on taking photos so that you don't end up with trees coming out of heads and advertising for other universities because the students are wearing their sweatshirts from somewhere else like UConn or something like that. And so we went over some of those basics. And I think the people that attended got a better grasp of what we were looking for so that they could then put images up on our website to enhance it and also at the same time to do more storytelling, which is ultimately what we want to get into more this year. And the last thing that I'm really struggling with a little bit right now also is getting people to refresh their content or keep their content current and up to date. I'm sure you probably also struggle with that a little bit. There are reminders that you can set up within the CMS, which is really handy. So right within OU Campus, when you're editing the page, you can set up a reminder to come back in 3 months or 6 months, and it will email you and say, go check your content. And I'm trying to get that as part of the culture change as well, so that people are accustomed to going in and setting up these reminders. Initially, when we were rolling out the site, I had decided to set them up on each page, but we realized soon enough that maybe that wasn't the best approach. So we're now leaving it up to each department, but again, I'm trying to get them to realize the value that having an updated date stamp on the page, even if the content hasn't changed, to go in and republish the page so that each page shows a current date or a fairly new date on the page, so that anybody coming in would say, oh, well, you know, this is up-to-date information, it's not a year old, and wonder about the value of it. This is a picture of our old website. It worked fairly well for us. However, there was a few things that we didn't like about it that we knew we wanted to change. Top right corner, we only had one call to action on the site, and it was a small apply now button that they could click on, and it would bring up an online application process for them. The navigation across the top in blue was a drop-down menu of navigation, and we had quite a few people that complained about it that didn't care for that style of navigation. They had difficulties maneuvering within it, as well as finding the content that they wanted to get at. And then down in the lower left-hand corner, we had an actual scrolling marquee style of headlines for our news and events. And many of the newer browsers, of course, couldn't accommodate that. So there were some things initially that we knew we had to change right away. And this is what our new website looks like as of last week. It's a screenshot as of last week. And as you can see, there are several calls to action. We have apply right at the very top, but we also, down at the lower bottom of the website, we also have different ways that they can get into the different areas, graduate students, our weekend program, etc. And we also have a block right there that lists all of the links to all of the upcoming open houses for each area on campus that's got an information session coming up. We also have RSS feeds now set up with news and events, and they're prominently displayed on the homepage. We continued our focused message that we were talking about a few minutes ago, and we rotate these photos out every quarter so that they're something new all the time on there. We also have a new virtual tour, which was done over the last summer and into the fall, and so we're linking to that now, something that we didn't really have before. And then we're also highlighting different alumni, current staff, right on the homepage, so that again we're telling that, reinforcing that storytelling theme. And right now, although it's from a personal perspective, it's a little obnoxious, we have the engage with us section where we're saying follow us. It's big, and I'm not sure that I want to keep it there forever, but it's new for us, so that's why we're highlighting it on the homepage, taking up that valuable real estate. But we want to engage our campus and our visitors and our alums, of course, with our new Facebook page and our new Twitter account and things like that. So we have a lot of people blogging for us now. That's something new this semester, so that's why we're featuring that on the homepage. And with that, I think I'm going to turn this over to Cindy, and she can talk about the aftermath.
Okay, so we've kind of taken you through the journey, starting with once upon a time there was a small Catholic institution, and I'm happy to say that we have seen significant results with the work that we have been doing via the Focus campaign. When I had mentioned earlier about bringing our internal audiences on board, one of the things, and some of you may experience it, faculty and others often think that they can go in and create their own materials and start to use that in a proactive way to tell the story. Well, with this Focus campaign, with the guidelines that we established, we look to bring those individuals in under the umbrella, and that seems to be working. So folks are looking at the story in a different way. The website obviously relates directly back to the strategic plan of the institution. Our inquiries, our applications, deposits, enrollment is up. This year was our largest freshman class coming into St. Joseph College. Our graduate numbers are booming. One of the new things on the horizon is, as Kathy alluded to, a school of pharmacy that's going to be opening up in 2011. And that institution, as far as tools to help tell the story, relies strictly on the web at this point in time. So they're fully engaged. And job functions within the marketing and communications department have evolved. I'm happy to say that we have a new web position that was filled recently. We have a web content manager on board working closely with Kathy. We've never had that before, so there is a definite commitment from the administration to the web as a primary tool to help move the institution forward. One of our folks who used to be our editor-writer has transitioned over into a manager of creative services, exploring the world of social media. How do we build that into the story that we're looking to tell? I wanted to share this slide because we all look for measurement points. One of the things we do as an institution is partner with the folks at Noel Levitz. So they were recently on campus, and what they shared with us, the numbers that you see with the blue bars, that's the national average aggregate of the clients they work with across the United States. So you'll see for admits, right above that is the way St. Joseph is currently positioned. We are up 9.6% in reference to admits. In reference to confirms, we are up 28% for a small institution of our size. Excuse me. In reference to the yield rate, where nationally there was a negative figure, we are up 3.2%. And then the final reference there is regarding the discount rate. Most institutions participating with Noel Levitz saw an increase of 3.8% in their discount rate. Ours was only 0.1, basically. So it's been a real driver for us. We've realized the success. Obviously, there's a lot more that we're looking to do, but we're starting to gain momentum. Okay, so Kathy has mentioned previously the whole storytelling theme. That's what we're doing this year to get our campus community involved in a more proactive way. Faculty are responding by sharing with us stories about their students that are having successes. We in turn turn those into mechanisms that can help get the message out, whether it's through the admissions team, whether it's something on the website, whether it's a video that's created and has popped up on YouTube. Those are all the kinds of things that we're looking to do. The website, as you all know, is never done, so it's a continual revising, revision, tweaking of that. And we're looking at the planning phase for what do we do next? What's next in the story for St. Joseph College? So the question revolves around, was there a content strategy and working with the StayMates folks as well as the internal team in moving content into the website? Is that correct? Is that, Beatrice, you want to chime in with that? Ultimately, we engaged with a core committee of folks, and they represented the different disciplines around the institution. So there was an opportunity to work specifically with the folks in the grad section, in the admissions team, in the retention areas, to look at how they wanted to tell the story, get their buy-in under the umbrella of the Focus theme, and work as a team. It was definitely a team effort. It wasn't the folks in the marketing and communications department dictating as to what they should do. The benefit for us was we had the buy-in right at the get-go from the administration. So they were helping to drive it, they were supporting our efforts, and they were encouraging people to think differently about how they wanted to tell their story.
And I would I would just want to add to that, too, that as part of our discovery process and all of the interviews that we did, we developed basically a discovery document which makes recommendations on the content for the website and what the new website should contain. And it's quite an elaborate outline of what the website should be. We also did, as part of the work, we did a writing for the web workshop for content providers that was really beneficial because there's a lot of people who are going to be writing for the web, and giving them the tools in order to be successful was a really important piece of it. And I think we got some great feedback, and we really were able to bring a lot of people in on this because we provided them with the training that they needed to be able to use the website to communicate more effectively.
And I also have to say, when all of this was coming down the pike at the same time, we had a significant interest in moving this as quickly as possible. So between the work that Beatrice's team was doing, between the work we had to do with the internal community, between the work we needed to do with Omni Update and bringing this all together, all of this was happening within a year, 1 year. Normally institutions take a couple of years to really think this through and be proactive, which in hindsight didn't help us out all that immensely. It was more of an effort on our part, okay, we got everything together, let's roll with it. But it was never, we could never walk away feeling that it was completely done. There was always something that we had to circle back with in regards to faculty involvement, in regards to bugs that may have cropped up that we didn't anticipate. But the end result is a site that the majority of folks on campus love, and it's doing what we want it to do. But we would not do it. Faculty, staff, students is the intranet. When I say students, I mean existing students on campus. The external site is definitely a recruiting tool for the external audiences. In reference to using the bill-paying system as an example, we worked with the Bursar's office to generate materials that are then mailed to key audiences that they interact with. The information on the website gives the current students the opportunity to link back to the MySJC site, which is the internal site, for more information. So it's looking at the cross-linking opportunities and trying to be as consistent as we could be. We try to be as consistent as possible in having everything feed back to reinforcing the brand for the institution. That's critical. In reference to YouTube, the videos that we've done so far feed back to reinforce the brand attributes about challenging academics, about building leadership, about being career focused. So the stories that we're telling support those brand attributes, both on the YouTube phase and also in Facebook. So if you were to go on the institutional Facebook page for the institution, some of the things you see would reinforce the brand promise. And we try to do that with all of our print material, all of the radio that's done, all of the banner advertising that's done on a variety of different mechanisms. We also have, Kathy reminded me, a brand lexicon that we post on MySJC so internal staff can look at that and use keywords, key language, and that kind of thing as they interact with students. Anything else? Great, thank you all.